Hello, sports fans, and happy 420. Big day for me. I'm not going to get into that, though. We have basketball playoffs starting today, and a lot more baseball. I'm going to start with baseball because I noticed something, and I made the mistake yesterday of going through every single baseball game, even though I enjoyed it. That's just a little silly, and it doesn't really... It's hard for people to see, like, well, what are my favorite picks, so whatever. I'm starting off with my favorite picks, then maybe I'll just ramble and do whatever for baseball. Cutter Crawford is pitching for the Red Sox today. Last year, he had a 4.04 ERA and a 1.11 whip. Really good whip. This season, he's pitched four times. He's given up one earned run. 0.80 whip, 0.42 ERA, 21 innings, 24 strikeouts, 8 walks, bit high in walks, only 9 hits, 1 earned run. And, I mean, the Red Sox lineup has been awesome. I don't know why they're underdogs with the stats I'm looking at. And neither does ESPN. They got it 51-49 in favor of the Red Sox. So, definitely bet the Red Sox. I would consider taking -1.5, but I'm a little afraid of Keller. He's usually a solid pitcher. So, okay, over to a game I don't like, and I just saw some stats, so I'm going to mention them. The Yankee game. I'm not touching it. Zach Eflin is totally owned by Juan Soto, 11 for 25, with 10 RBIs and 5 walks. Also, Verdugo, 4 for 12, with a home run. Who else was on here? Okay, no, he's pretty good against most everyone else. Oswaldo Cabrera, 2 for 2, but that's not enough. Judge, 1 for 9. Volpe, 2 for 7. Torres, 1 for 10. Stanton, 1 for 10. Grisham, 1 for 10. So, I mean, I guess I like Eflin more than Cortez, who, okay, get ready for this one now. Rosario, 4 for 7 with 2 home runs against him. Harold Ramirez, 3 for 13 with a home run. Paredes, 4 for 12 with 2 home runs. Yandy Diaz, 8 for 24 with 2 home runs and 3 doubles. In 81 at-bats against Cortez, they've hit 8 home runs. So that's 1 home run for every 10 at-bats, which means he should give up 5 home runs today. Okay, that's just my quick math. Probably not right. And now let's move over to... All right, so I don't like the Yankee game. If I would bet on it, it would probably be Tampa, but I'm pushing that back in my mind, so don't make that one of my top picks. The only top pick is Boston because they're underdogs. Now I'm going to jump over to basketball fast. Get those games out of the way. Let me say that I hate basketball. I hate just about everything about it. It's a goddamn three-point contest. Yesterday I had the over in the Kings game, and I swear there was like 7 missed dunks in this game. There had to be at least 8 missed free throws. I mean, layups, putbacks. I swear somebody had the under. And like the last quarter, I think the Kings got like 8 points. It was over by then, but whatever, a few shots, and that would have been different. Also, I did love the Pelicans, and they kicked ass, proving Charles Barkley and Shaq totally wrong. Thought that was funny. I think Shaq said they'd lose by double digits or something. Okay, Magic Cavaliers today. First off, ESPN Analytics, 68.1 to 31.9 in favor of the Cavaliers. Cavaliers won, well, they split the series. Magic won the last game by 7. Cavaliers won the previous game by 27. Magic won by 10. Cavaliers won by 10. So, not really much to show there. The Magic have lost 3 of 5 coming into the 3 of 4. Also 3 of 5 coming into the playoffs. The Cavaliers have won 2 of their last 3. They lost to Charlotte. Might have been resting people. I don't know. Doesn't really matter, though. End of the season. No injuries really that matter. No, none at all. Other than, I mean, Dean Wade, I don't know if he really matters. But nobody on Orlando. Orlando's 18-23 away. Cavaliers are 26-15 at home. So, I feel pretty good taking Cleveland -4.5. Maybe make it -3.5 because Vegas is evil and they know everything. Not touching the over and under on that one at 207. Screw that. Okay. Timberwolves I like the Timberwolves by a lot over the Suns. And that was before I saw their 65% to 35% on ESPN. Analytics, you know, they break down every goddamn... They have every stat in the universe, and they break it down. So I don't think anyone in the world knows more than ESPN. Sure, you can pretend to, but they have all the stats. They have everything. Super interesting. The Suns swept the series. And they won the first game by 18, next game by 10, and the last game by 19. Shit. Okay, that just scared me. But I'm not changing my mind. Timberwolves 30-11 at home, 56-26. Suns 49-33, 24-17 away. Yeah, it's a little scary betting against this ridiculous team with Durant and Booker who blew off at any time. But I think the Timberwolves are just way more of a team. And I could see the Suns just, like, not shooting well and getting, whatever. I like the Timberwolves. Moving on. Oh, God, another scary one. The Knicks game. Shit. NBA playoffs are going to be really rough. At least for me. I should probably stick to baseball, but sometimes I'm not wrong. Which is probably going to be the name of a little, the hell do you call it? Little thing that goes under the title? Whatever. Welcome to, you know, whatever the show is. Sometimes I'm not wrong. Okay. Joel Embiid. Make sure he's playing. Whoa. Joel Embiid is questionable. Whoa. Melton out, Covington out, Randall obviously out. Nobody else is out for the Knicks, but Jesus, you can't touch this game until you know about Embiid. And if he's out, take the Knicks. Don't even think about it. Again, Knicks games usually go under. I mean, this one's 208.5, so I don't have a problem taking the Knicks in the under. Might actually do that, especially if Embiid is out. If Embiid's playing, I really don't know, man. Dude's a fucking monster. I don't know who the Knicks have to slow him down. Lakers, Nuggets. Love the Nuggets. Think this could be ugly. But the line is 7.5. Scary high to me. I'm not touching this game because of that line. The Lakers, especially when the Lakers have Anthony Davis and LeBron as game-time decisions, which is bullshit, but because they always do that. Christian Wood won't play. And who else is here? Jared Vanderbilt. Let's see. He won't play today. Cam Reddish. These are all Lakers, if you don't know. He won't play today. I mean, these aren't really important guys, but it adds up. So, yeah, I like the Nuggets a lot. 33-8 at home. Lakers 19-20. Damn it. Stupid ass YouTube pop up on. And let's see. The regular season series. Nuggets swept it. Winning last game by 10, the one before that by 8, and the one before that by 8, so, shit, minus 7.5, they're probably nailing that line, these evil Vegas bastards. Okay, back to baseball. Did Tampa do that one? I'm just scrolling by a Minnesota game. Bailey Ober has been terrible, but I really like this dude. He was good last year. He's going against Reese Olson, but fuck that game. There, Minnesota is minus 140 on the money line. A little too high for me in a game that I have no idea who's going to win that one, so let's shoot over to Milwaukee and St. Louis. Milwaukee has someone named D.L. Hall pitching against the absolutely terrible Miles Mikolas. Fuck that game. Moving right on. Miami versus Chicago. Miami's terrible. Chicago beat their asses yesterday. 8-3. Well, it was 8-1. 8-3. Turned into, I guess. 70% ESPN analytics. They're 6-1 at home. The Cubs 12-7 overall. Marlins have won 4 games. They're 2-5 away. Lizardo is pitching 7.65 ERA. 21 hits in 20 innings. He's going against Assad, who's pitched well. 2-0, 2.16, 0.96 whip. So yeah, I like the Cubs here again. Minus 1.5, which turns it up to positive money at plus 135. That's a doubleheader. Arizona, San Fran. First off, thank you to Arizona. big win for me yesterday. Pretty mad I didn't take the extra run. They won 17-1. And I had them the fucking money line like an idiot, but whatever. Probably going to take the line in a point and a half today if I do bet this one, but I'm not sure if I'm going to. Zach Gallen, big fan. 3-0, 1.64, 1.14 whip, 26 strikeouts in 22 innings. He's going against Kyle Harrison, 4.70, 1.26 whip. Yeah, I mean, again, I like Arizona. Arizona by 1.5 here. There's the Boston game. Let me just check out something fast. Give me a second, people. Just checking out Gallen's stats against San Fran. Shit, not great. Conforto, 5 for 15 against him. Estrada, 6 for 15. Okay, the rest are pretty good. Flores, 3 for 15, 2 for 8. Soler, 4 for 21, and 7 for 21. Only one home run in 108 at-bats. That's pretty crazy. San Francisco has one home run in 108. One home run in 13 strikeouts and 108 at-bats, betting 250 against Zach Gallen. Okay, so just making sure I like Gallen as much as I do. And yeah, I mean, that hurt it a tiny bit, but also this goddamn offense. How about that? They've scored 17 runs last night. Just insane. I mean, Marte's batting 345, 5 home runs. I'm sure he'll have a lot more than that. I mean, he hasn't even, like, that's just normal, I'm saying. Like, this team is just hitting normal, I think. Gorillas, 5 home runs. It's a pretty stacked team. I like them a lot. I think they can be good this year if they get a little more pitching. And I don't like the Giants, just, I don't know. My father does, so sorry if you're listening. Astros, Nationals. Ronel Blanco. Really good start to the year against Trevor Williams, who's pretty solid, 1.15 whip. This is only 60-40, and Houston is a minus 175, really big favorite, plus 150 to Washington. Not touching that one. But I don't know Blanco, and I do know Trevor Williams. But also, the Houston lineup is scary as hell. So, yeah, skip. Mets Dodgers. Joey Butto, or Budo. I don't know exactly, but he's been pretty damn good. 12 innings, 15 strikeouts, 0.75 whip and ERA. He's going against the terrible Gavin Stone. 6.14 whip, 1.57 ERA in, how many innings is that? 14.2 innings. One game he went 3 innings, one game he went 5, and last game he went 6.2. That was at San Diego, big park. Yeah, I like the Mets here. Screw it. The Mets as underdogs. I mean, so does ESPN, so it's not really a big reach, but betting against that Dodger lineup is really scary. That's just it's one of the greatest top lineups I've ever seen. But again, 60-40, and ESPN has it in favor of the Mets, as the Mets are really big underdogs. Take the Mets. The numbers say it. Sure, it might not work out, but, you know, they're numbers. That's what they're for. Sometimes they're wrong, sometimes they're not. Okay, hang on. Let me just check really fast if Gavin Stone has ever faced the Mets. What is this resume browsing thing? I don't get it. It just pops up every now and then. No, Stone has never faced the Mets. Okay, so let's move on to White Sox, Philly. That's probably going to be, yeah, Philly is insane favorites. Minus 320 with Wheeler pitching against Soroka, who was once good on the Braves. So just going to roll right past that game, not even think about it. Alex Wood versus Logan Allen. Okay, this might be an interesting one. Oh, no, Alex Wood is terrible. 8.10, 2.10 whip. Logan Allen has been a little better, but still pretty bad. 5.06, 1.36 whip. Guardians scored 10 runs yesterday. And, yeah, I don't like that game because the line is too big. What's left? Baltimore, KC. Cole Reagans against Corbin Burns. Shit. I already like the under. 7.5. I can see this being crazy low scoring. Those are two really, really good pitchers. 0.93 whip for Burns. 1.20 for Reagans. Reagans 1.93 ERA. Shit. -135 money line for Baltimore. +115 for Kansas City. Okay, gonna have to go a little deeper. Give me a moment. Let's see. Cole Reagans' career against the Orioles. Sure, I can do this before I record, but whatever. Whoa! Holy shit. 0.74. The Orioles are 2 for 27 against Cole Reagans. Wow. Wow. One of them was a double. That was it. A single and a double. 27 at bats, 10 strikeouts. Shit. Okay. Take Kansas City. Based on that. I mean, Corbin Burns. I'm kind of afraid to look this up, but I guess I have to now. Let's see Corbin Burns against Kansas City. I mean, it can't be better than Reagans. No. 211 average overall. Salvador Perez hits him a little. Adam Frazier a little. Bobby Witt Jr. a little. I mean, he has really good numbers against his team. But not crazy-ass numbers like the Royals, like Reagans. I mean, I think I would definitely use like a no-run first inning here. And then, I don't know, I'm going to take a shot probably with the Royals, even though I fucking love Corbin Burns. They are, like, the Royals are underdogs, also 53% on ESPN Analytics. And, okay. Who else do we got here that I really like? Toronto. Small favorites against San Diego, who has not decided on a pitcher yet. That seems weird, and that puts them near the Red Sox as teams I really like today. Berrios is pitching 1.05 whip after three games. Pretty insane. ERA, 0.97 whip, 21 strikeouts, 7 walks. Berrios has been awesome. And let's just make sure that he's not totally owned by the Padres or something. No. 15 for 75 career. He's given up one home run to this lineup. Bogarts is 5 for 26 against him. Machado 6 for 15. That's the home run. Everybody else is like 0 for 3, 0 for 6. Tyler Wade 1 for 7. Yeah. Okay, so he's got good numbers like I hoped. Take the Blue Jays there. Unless the Padres announce like Nolan Ryan is returning in AI form as his young self. Since they haven't announced a pitcher yet. And Seattle, Colorado. Castillo versus Hudson. Castillo started off terrible. 0-4, 5.82 ERA. I mean, I don't know if he's hurt. I don't know if something's wrong with him. So I can't touch this game. Hudson is 0-3, sucks, but his ERA is, and whip is much better than Castillo at the moment. And it's 50-50 on ESPN Analytics. I mean, I guess maybe take a shot with Colorado because of all that. Pretty big underdogs. +155 you would get. And I think I have two games left. Texas, Atlanta. Eovaldi versus Morton. Morton has been bad. Eovaldi has not been. But the Braves are the Braves. And I'm going to have to get into my... Let me just check... Nate Eovaldi, career versus the Braves. Ooh, 268 average. Travis d'Arnaud hits him well. David Fletcher, 4 for 6. 2 for 6, 2 for 6. Riley and Ozuna. Kalinic, 0 for 8. Duvall, 2 for 7. Arcia, 2 for 5. Okay, so he doesn't have great numbers against that team. Charlie Morton. How about Charlie Morton against the Rangers? Even though I don't know if this is the right Charlie Morton because he's been weird this year, but meaning I don't know if there's like something wrong with the dude or whatever. He has really good numbers against his team also, except Marcus Semien kind of owns him. 9 for 24, well, that owns him, 2 doubles, only 1 strikeout, 2 walks. He's got pretty good numbers against the rest of the team, though. Might consider the under on that game. It's 8.5. Okay, the more I look at this game, the more I don't like it, so. Nope. And let's go to LA and Cincinnati. Cincinnati helped me out big time yesterday. They won 7-1. They're pretty big favorites. Minus 130. Well, not really. Minus 130. If you take a run and a half, it's plus 150, which I think I might do. Graham Ashcraft is pitching pretty solid, 1.27 whip against Patrick Sandoval. Not so solid. The hell's his numbers? Jesus, sorry, I just lost it. 4.67 ERA, 1.62 whip. This is one of my favorites of the day. As long as I did not read, as long as I didn't get the Sandoval, his numbers wrong. Let me just check that fast. The Reds versus Sandoval, 3 for 16, 4 strikeouts. Well, that's not good, but these are, it's like Bubba Thompson, Santiago Espinal. Whatever, he hasn't seen a lot of the Reds. That's my point there. Also, he kind of sucks, Patrick Sandoval, so. I like the Reds. Now just going back, ready? I really like the Red Sox. I really like the Cubs. I really like Arizona. I like taking a shot with the Mets. Don't love them, but, you know, whatever. I like Cincinnati. Not as much as the first few. These are in order now. I like Kansas City. I like the under in that game. Also, well, I like the under in that game first. I like a no-run first inning kind of thing. But also Kansas City, I guess, if it's a 50. Well, whatever. Obviously, I don't love Kansas City the way I'm talking about them. Toronto, San Diego. Yeah, those are the games I really like, and that's about it. I don't want to get crazy long here. 22 minutes, damn. Okay, so got the NBA, got the NHL. No, sorry, the NHL starts tomorrow. We'll get into that. If you're still here, DraftKings has a sweat-free single game. Sorry, same game or single game. I guess it works either way. Same game, single game, parlay. It is a single game, even though it's called same game. Whatever, Jay, you're rambling. Shut it. DraftKings has a, free, risk-free same game parlay, as does FanDuel today. I think FanDuel might have two of them. One for basketball and one for whatever. Check it out. That's about it. Have a good day.